It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
I came in a bit early there on my cue. I missed it.
I'm into it. We're talking about raspberry shampoo. We're off to a good start. What are we talking about today, Sam?
We're talking about Big Little Lies season 2.
Yes. And
I still haven't. So no spoilers.
We won't do spoilers.
Season one.
You can spoil season one. I think.
Okay. So if you're listening at home,
I'm not going to spoil the ending of season one.
Okay. Yes. If you're listening at home and you have not seen season one of Big Little Lies, we will not spoil it for you, but we will try our very best. Can we recap?
Because I've actually forgotten.
Okay, so basically, Big Little Lies is an amazing TV show about a group of mums living in like a kind of small town called Otter Bay.
In Monterey.
And they all have kids basically in the second grade, and they're all united.
Their kids are in the second grade. Yeah. They're not in second grade.
No. They're mums.
Yeah, they're mums. They're all united by the shared ideal that they really care about their kids and want to protect them. And they're all really, like, fierce mothers.
And they're all very, very wealthy as
very
well.
Very wealthy as
big
well.
Big money. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, apart from Shailene Woodley's character, because she's a single mum.
Yeah.
So basically, I'll run through the cast list because it's kind of bonkers.
Yeah.
So season 2 features Shailene Woodley, Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon, Zoe Kravitz, Laura Dern, Meryl Streep, Alexander Skarsgård, and Adam Scott, among other people. There's other characters
There's
as
so
well.
Many other people
so
in it
many
too.
Other people.
Yeah.
And basically, in the first season, correct me if I'm wrong, because I haven't watched the first season in a while.
Yeah, it's
the first season flashes forward to the climax of the season, right?
Yeah, so something dramatic happens to this community in Monterey, and it's kind of a little bit of a whodunit. What happened is sort of basically what the whole premise of the first season is, and it's all about the interpersonal dramas and politics
it's
and
like
stuff.
The interpersonal fights between these characters that leads towards this climax that you flash forward to throughout the whole season.
Yes, lots of, like, cops walking around and people in interrogation rooms and things.
Yeah, and it kind of focuses on the mothers and their husbands and their relationships with each other, and there's obviously cheating and there's lies, and that's why it's called Big Little Lies.
Big drama.
And it's beautifully done. Like, it's crazily well done. The only thing I hate about the show is the opening credits, because it's like shots of the beach, which then the waves crashing and it fades to people having sex. It's like, this is so OC.
It is a bit OC. There's also like a dolphin that comes out at one point. Like, why is there a dolphin?
The
there?
Only good thing is the kids like dancing in the sunglasses.
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
And basically, so the first...
Do you just skip through the opening sequence?
No, I love watching it because I hate watching it. I'm like, oh, this is so stupid. How did this happen? How does this show create this?
I love that phrase, I hate watch it. I love that.
So the second season basically picks up right after the first... Well, not right after, a year after the first season, I mean. And it's Admiral Streep playing...
Can I quickly interlude? Is I haven't read the book.
The first season was based on a book by Leanne Moriarty.
Yeah, and then the second season's not.
So interestingly, because I googled it, Leanne Moriarty wrote the script, or that was one of the showrunners for the second season. Okay. But there is no book. This isn't based off a book. They've gone off piste here. They're
so this is
making
kind of
it up
based off like what she would have wanted it to see.
I guess so.
Cool.
But Meryl Streep
is in the second season, and she is just so good. So the second season keeps flashing back to the event of the first season.
Right.
So instead of trying to like create like a new who done it or why done it or how done it kind of mystery like they did with like How to Get Away with Murder and stuff, where there's always to be someone dying.
Yeah.
This kind of just focuses on the aftermath of what happens in the first season, which is even more spectacular, I think, because...
Yeah, you get to really get into the kind of like psyche of these characters. I think the one thing I'm a little bit disappointed is I feel the script is a bit weaker in the second season so far. Some of the lines I'm a bit like, oh, that was a bit clunky, but it's kind of saved by very good actors delivering them.
Meryl Streep's basically playing like an evil character. Like, she's not evil, she's just like...
I like when Meryl Streep goes into that zone.
Yeah.
It's just, she's this old doddery woman, but she's like
very,
very
manipulative.
Sharp and manipulative behind the doddery, so it's like so off-putting.
Oh, yeah. It's so great.
And also stand out to the season, Laura Dern has just been chewing up scenery like nobody's business.
She's awesome.
Like, they finally gave her some actual backstory, because in the first season, she was kind of like...
She was a bit of a...
She was number five of the five women. Mm.
Like, and she was kind of like the baddie for a while. Like, she was the one they didn't like.
Yeah.
So she didn't get much of a plot.
And now she's got some backstory you love.
Do you think you have to rewatch or watch season one, because like it came out, season one came out in
a year and a half ago, maybe
longer than that. Yeah. I think
you definitely need to have seen season one to watch season two.
But for me, I've watched it, so I can't even remember what
this
event is.
They give you a classic American TV show. They give you like a 4-minute recap at the start. You don't need to rewatch the first season.
And it was a great recap as well.
It was actually quite a good recap.
It's funny when TV shows split that long between seasons.
Well,
it's quite interesting.
I think possibly that was because they had so much success from that first season. Then they had to come up with a plot.
Like Fleabag and Big Little Lies almost both didn't do second seasons.
Yeah.
And we are poised to have them be some of the best second seasons of anything ever.
So maybe these ones that take their sweet time.
It's way better to actually take your time. Also, another person that's chewing up scenery for me is Adam Scott, Reese Witherspoon's husband. He is just so sassy in the show in the season.
He's very sassy.
And he's just like, his lines he's delivering are just so good. So Adam Scott, if no one knows, he's the guy that was on Parks and Rec, Lizzie Knight's husband.
He normally plays kind of like bumbly, funny characters. So he's playing a bit more of a straight character in this.
Yeah, but he's still just as funny. Like, he makes me laugh even though he's delivering these like cutting lines. Yeah. It's so good.
I also quite like that he had a massive beard in the first series and it's been shaved off now, which is great because it was very distracting. I kept being like, he has just such an enormous beard.
It was so whack.
Because I've never seen him with a beard before. I was like looking at it like, did they stick it on him? Is it his real beard? And so I'm glad it's gone now.
Speaking of like weird hair things that the show does, Shailene Woodley's bangs in the season, I still can't get over it. I'm still like, why?
What are they like?
She's got a fringe now.
I just don't like it. I just don't like it.
Who is it, sorry?
Shailene Woodley. She's got bangs.
Shailene Woodley's really cool.
She's really cool. This is probably like her best role she's ever played. Because like she was relegated to the, was she Hunger Games?
No, she was Allegiant. She was in that realm. She came out of those,
Divergent, Allegiant, Ascendant, whatever those movies were.
But she's super cool in real life. She got arrested for protesting at the Dakota Pipeline stuff. She's wicked. Yeah, I rate Shailene Woodley highly. So you're enjoying second season?
I'm really enjoying it.
It's still coming out, so we're sort of as it goes.
I'm three episodes in. Yeah. And there's still, I'm assuming, 7 more to go. I assume it's going to be a 10-episode season.
Was the season one a 10-episode?
I can't remember.
7 maybe.
We're just guessing.
But yeah, it's so good. If you haven't seen Big Little Lies, you need to go see it. And I would love to forget season one and rewatch it. Like, I just think it's one of those shows that...
Because that's what I'm thinking. I haven't started watching season two yet, and I'm like, do I rewatch season one
can.
To start with?
Yeah. I might find a boy and be like, yo, have you seen the show? If you haven't, we're watching it now. I actually started rewatching Tales of the City this weekend as well, so you know.
So another movie, TV show rather, that you can go back and watch many times. We're going to play Michael Kiwanuka now because that is the theme song to the show.
It'll hook you in, guys.
It's a great song. I still think it's funny that you really hate the title sequence,
but then you're like
dolphins and stuff.
Yeah, but the song is so good. The song's so good.
Put up with it for the song. This is Cold Little Heart. Thank you very much, Sam. Big Little Lies season 2. Michael Kiwanuka, Cold Little Heart, aka the theme song to Big Little Lies, which is what Sam brought us on Viewmaster today, so thank you, Sam.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Going to listen to some Jordan Rakai now.